Okay, I'm doing the top 10 killer Santa movies, and I'm joined by Horror Stream Live.
Hello,
Normally I'm
hello.
his normally I'm on his channel, but today he's on mine.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for having me, Agent. It's great to be back. My podcast is on hiatus, so Agent is keeping me on my toes by having me help him or on his channels. He's got so many. How many channels do you have, would you say, about?
For uploading videos, I have Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, and MGTOW TV. And for just general posting, I had a lot more than I do now, but currently there's Getter, Gab, Truth Social, Minds, MeWe, and Bastion, Mistkey, and Mastodon.
Oh God. So many
Yeah,
social
I'm
media
having issues
platforms.
logging into posts, so that's no longer on the list. And Twitter is not on the list because they suspended my account.
And do you have a spot for everybody to go to, for the links to all of your content, all of your accounts,
Yeah,
like a
they're
link
on
tree?
the site here.
Right. Okay. So that's what I wanted to. So this is the only place that you have them?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the website, on my website, thehorrorstreamlive.com, you can click on contact. There's multiple ways, but anyway, click on contact and then select Agent of Social Media Chaos. And then there's a link. There's all of his social media links. So if you like Agent, click on go to the horror stream, thehorrorstreamlive.com, and then click on contact, and then Agent of Social Media Chaos, and there's a link to all of his content there, all of his channels or pages or whatever you want to call them. His link tree is down there, basically. But isn't that funny? Link tree is kind of an aggregate site as well. Just listing up. Anyway, I found Linktree to be a funny bird because I was like, oh my God, even just the aggregate sites showing all the different sites is getting confusing. So you need a Linktree to sh for everybody to see all the different links. But I like it, and I think cross-platform is the solution. A lot of people don't like it. They say you should pick, your alignment and just stick with one. I don't know about that. I don't think that's a good solution. So when I come back, I'm going to be a little bit more like Agent and have a lot of different platforms, except for I'm going to be trying YouTube and Twitch. I'm going to be trying the big boys.
And I will be
Out when I come
adding a
back,
few more next month.
I might get kicked off of them again, which I think will probably happen because they don't like me generally, and that's fine. I don't care. I'm going to do my thing my way, and if they kick me again, then that'll probably be the last straw. But I'll give them a try again because they have actually calmed down some. With the alternate opinions, some. Like, for example, a lot of people who got banned off of YouTube for medical misinformation during the scamdemic have been reinstated.
Yep, and then there's the mass bans lately, which they're claiming, oh, it's for spam and scam, but it's like a lot of people are just being wrongfully banned. It's been happening all year this year. And I'm pretty sure my account was one of the first because I was banned for spam and scam and back in February. And considering that that seems to be the go-to for YouTube, just getting rid of everybody they don't want, I'm starting to think I was one of the first ones that was part of this ban wave that's been going on since at least March is when people started noticing it. But I think I started earlier because, like I said, I got banned in February.
Yeah. The commie rollout continues. It's a whack-a-mole, and you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. So there is no one correct answer to all of this. I try to support small independent businesses as much as possible, but sometimes it's just really not possible to only support them. So you have to sort of branch out to the big boys. And in season six, I'm going to be doing just that. But anyway, we're talking about killer, your agent of social media chaos's top 10 killer Santa movies. And one thing I'd like to say is don't confuse this with Krampus. And I asked you earlier what makes a killer Santa, and you were saying it's anybody who decides to just wear the Santa costume. It's not necessarily a Santa Claus who's doing the killing. It's anybody who dresses like Santa, right? Okay.
And
And Krampus has its own list, so no Krampuses here. Right? Because Krampus is kind of like the anti-Santa.
Santa, he's the Christmas devil.
Okay. Well, let's get into it.
And before we start,
Oh.
one thing I will say, Silent Night, Deadly Night is one person most is one movie most people will think about with this and associate with this. It's not on this list. Neither is the 2012 remake or the recent remake that I didn't know existed till Horror brought it up in one of the other videos.
Yeah, I just there's one at the theater right now as we're recording this. And there's a scene in the movie. I heard, I haven't seen the movie. By the way, it's one of the biggest box office bombs of all time. It like literally opening weekend, it only made $1 million. Just over $1 million for an entire weekend. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's an insanely low number for a new movie coming to theaters. It'll be gone next week. It won't even be there this upcoming weekend, which is just for reference, this upcoming weekend is the weekend that Avatar 3 will hits theaters. So if that gives you any
And that'll
time
probably do
indication.
very well.
Well, I hope it doesn't, to be frank,
Yeah,
because
and I hope it doesn't too, but I'm pretty sure it will, unfortunately.
Avatar, the numbers have been going down. Like the numbers did go significantly down, but when you go down from Avatar, unless it's a huge amount, you're still making tons of money, and
Yeah.
so it still made over 2 billion, but it didn't make 3 billion. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So the numbers have been going down, and they're expecting opening weekend to go down again. But how much will they be going down is the question. And again, now that Disney owns Avatar, it's like, oh boy, do I ever not care about these movies? I barely even like the first one. I
Yeah, the
haven't seen the
first
second
one I
one.
actually did watch and thought, wow, this is overhyped. The movie's basically mid. And I didn't bother watching the second.
Oh, so we're pretty much this the exact same on this one. By the way, we don't always agree, and I wouldn't want us to always agree on everything. We agree on some things, or let's say most things, but I like the fact that we disagree. And same thing with the audience, you guys out there. I
Yep.
hope that we're talking about entertainment. We're talking about movies, and there's this other horror movie reviewer that I watch, and he spells it out all the time. He says, this is the most insignificant, unimportant thing in life. The fact that we disagree is one gigantic nothing burger. I talk and review horror movies because I love them, and I like to talk about horror and share my love of horror with other people. But if we disagree, that is literally the most insignificant nothing of all time. Like, it doesn't affect your life. It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't affect the food on your table, the roof over your head, your relationship, nothing. It's like literally an insignificant thing to disagree over. And he goes, but that's fine. Let's have some fun. Let's, you know, learn about each other's things. Chill out, calm down. If somebody doesn't like something that you like, who cares? It's like one gigantic nothing burger. And I totally agree. It's a bit of entertainment for a couple of hours. That's what a movie is. And that's it. This is your top 10 killer Santa movies.
Yep.
So
and like I said, Silent Night, Deadly Night is not on this list
because it didn't make it, or you didn't count it as this category.
No, I counted it as this category. It just didn't make it because there were more better ones out there.
Yeah, let's be honest. Silent Night, Deadly Night is infamous, but it's not a great movie. It's infamous because of the controversy that it stirred up when it was released. But it's not really good.
Yep, same with Christmas Evil. That's another one that's not on this list that's well known because of controversy.
Yeah. They were both banned, if you didn't know, back in the day. Okay, so take it away.
I have seen over 200 Christmas horror movies, and so I decided to make 5 top 10 lists, splitting them off by type, because there were too many good ones for one top 10 list. The 5 lists are top 10 adaptations of A Christmas Carol, top 10 Christmas anthology horror movies, top 10 killer Santa movies, top 10 Krampus movies, and top 10 miscellaneous Christmas horror movies. This is my top 10 killer Santa movies list.
Okay, and number 10?
Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. Young Pietari lives with his reindeer-herding father in Arctic Finland. On the eve of Christmas, a nearby excavation makes a frightening discovery and an evil Santa Claus is unleashed.
This is interesting because this is the one that I told you. I said, I wonder if this is going to make the list. And here it is, Rare Exports, right away. Now, I have a question. Is this Santa Claus or Krampus?
Yeah, that is actually a good question. Technically, it's Santa throughout the movie, but it is kind of implied that it might be Krampus too. That Santa and Krampus are the same thing in this movie.
Okay, so it's tough, but they thought that they found Santa, but they actually found Krampus. Or this is just a twist on Santa Claus, or we have the mythos of Santa Claus wrong in our head. Needless to say, I love this movie. And if this is your number 10, I cannot wait to see the other 9. This is amazing. Okay, so let's check out the trailer.
It's the most magical time of the year. When traditions are honored. And the youngest among us still believe in the spirit of the season.
Something else than just plain rocks and dirt.
This mountain is like a giant icebox.
For storing what?
Drill deep.
Prepare the dynamite. You have a grave to rob.
Minkälaiset sudet tekee?
Hyvä, joo.
We have Santa Claus. Selitä sille, että meillä on täällä pukki myytävänä.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. And he doesn't give a...
Yeah, I just absolutely adored that one. I can't wait to see the rest that are on your list. If that it comes in at number 10. What do you got for number 9?
Killer Christmas, a slow burn suspense Christmas horror where six friends explore an abandoned hotel near a Christmas tree lot, only to find themselves being murdered one by one by someone in a Santa mask.
Okay, your classic slasher setup. Let's check out the trailer.
You guys ever been inside? Huh? That hotel over there.
I think I found a way in.
Nice.
Hey. Onward, ho!
Okay, pretty normal setup, and right?
Yep.
It's a pretty standard slasher flick by the looks of it. Would you say that?
Yep.
And you really liked it?
Yep.
Why did you like it so much?
It had some really good kill scenes in it.
Oh, cool. I will say that... You know, as sick and twisted as it sounds, a good kill makes all the difference. Okay, what do you got for number 8?
To All a Good Night. A group of teenagers at a party find themselves being stalked by a maniacal killer in a Santa Claus costume.
Oh, another one.
Yep, and it's from 1980, by the way.
Cool. Let's check out the trailer.
Oh, Tom, take that bloody mask off. Take me to bed.
I'd rather spend Christmas in a cave than with my mother and her freaky artist friends.
A cave? That's going a bit far, don't you think?
Not if you knew her mother.
Anything you can get your hands on is your favorite.
Shut it.
Any particular place, sweetheart?
Well, is somebody going to tell us something? Or are we just going to sit here till we start laying eggs? Have you no pride at all?
How would you like this in a very delicate place?
Keep watching. Any minute now, 8 tiny reindeer are going to be coming along, and one of them's going to have a shiny red nose.
I think I'll go get a Kleenex.
Bring me some perfume, will you? The Chanel?
Okay.
I wonder what she dreams of.
Oh, who cares? As long as she doesn't bother us.
I'll go get us a couple of beers.
Hurry.
Don't get impatient. It's gonna be a long night.
Okay, looks like a lot of sex and murder.
Yep.
Which
is typical for an 80s slasher.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Friday, and that's interesting. It came out the same year as Friday the 13th, which is sex and murder.
Yep.
Friday the 13th. I can't believe it. When I rewatched Friday the 13th for this podcast. I was going to start doing that more often, watching things so that I had them fresh in my mind, but I don't really like rewatching things much. So that idea came and went. But I did rewatch Friday the 13th, the first one, and I couldn't get over how much sex there actually was in it. The whole first half of the movie is like mostly sex. It's either they're doing it, they're talking about it, or they're thinking about doing it or something. But it's all, but I guess that's what happens when you're young. You're young, you know, teens and 20-year-olds. You're driven by hormones, which is normal. But I mean, I couldn't believe how much sex there was in Friday the 13th. But there is one little tiny thing in that trailer that I noticed and it pissed me off. She was saying that there's pretty soon there's going to be 8 tiny little reindeer coming by. And one of them has got a big red nose. And I was like, no, you got that wrong. There's 8 plus Rudolph. So it's 9 reindeer and one has a shiny nose. But whatever. It's a minor flub. Very, very minor, I guess. But my OCD picked it up and I was like, oh, fuck, you got that wrong. There's 8 plus Rudolph. Can you name them?
Not really, not off the top of my head.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Vixen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph. So that's the song.
Ah.
So, yeah, they got it a little bit wrong there. There's 9, including Rudolph. But anyway, looks like a fun, you know, sexy slasher. Almost like the Slumber Party Massacre, it seems like.
Yep.
Okay, number 7, what do you got?
Good Tidings. A homeless war veteran with a checkered past must rely on a side of himself once thought buried when he and his companions are targeted by 3 vicious psychopaths wearing Santa suits on Christmas Day.
A homeless war vet. So I guess he has to go get all military on their ass.
Yep.
Is my guess. Yeah. That could be interesting.
Yeah. And there were 3 evil Santas in this one, not just one.
I like the homeless war vet angle. One of the things that I say the most about war and the military and stuff is we need to hear from the most damaged of the damaged. But unfortunately, the most damaged are dead. And the second most damaged are suicidal, homeless junkies. So we don't, and they don't have a very loud voice, much of a voice at all, really. It's all freaking CNN and Fox News and stuff. And I guess now Twitter and Facebook, stuff like that. But those are the voices that I would like to hear from the most. And it's the voices that we hear from the least, which is kind of, so it's kind of cool that this is bringing at least a little bit of that to light. So, yeah, cool. And number 6.
Yeah, we didn't watch the trailer.
Oh, we didn't watch the trailer. Okay, let's check out the trailer.
Yep.
We're not hostages.
Glad you're thinking, Agent.
Cattle. We're being punished for dragging us spot from the dead. They're gonna side with us. And then they're gonna slaughter us.
One.
holy crap, that looks good.
It was.
Not just for the that little piece of, you know, we get to hear something from a homeless veteran. However accurate, I have no clue. But at least it's something. But it also is part of my wheelhouse. If you don't know about me, I have my favorite subgenre of horror is kind of like the trapped in a room. And that very much looks like it's kind of a trapped in a, you know, trapped, and you got to work your way out of it. Is that accurate?
Yep. They're trapped in a homeless shelter, to be more specific.
There you go. And that looks, that's my wheelhouse, trapped. And you got to figure things out. Excellent. 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 And by the way, if now that you say it's the homeless shelter, I'm like, well, yeah, amongst the homeless, there's all kinds of psychopaths and stuff like that. So you have to be careful. This is one of the reasons why a lot of people just don't want to deal with them, is because they can be very dangerous, because there is a lot of psychotic stuff going on. But anyway, interesting. So good tidings. I don't know. I really think that people should watch that one, not just because I think it's good and good horror, but I think we, you know, owe something to, you know, we're supposed to have goodwill towards men and, you know, the homeless and all this kind of stuff. A lot of people get extra charitable around the holidays, and this, you know, seeing a homeless shelter, however accurate, I have no clue, is kind of part of it. And this, you kind of can get your Christmas and your horror and your season, I don't know what you call it, that season spirit, the spirit of the season, all in one movie. That looks excellent. Okay, next up, number 6.
Dial Code Santa Claus. Thomas DeFremont, a precocious child obsessed with action films, sets himself up for a terrifying Christmas Eve after he unwittingly makes contact with a deranged psychopath who claims he's Santa Claus.
Is this the one I'm talking about? It might be. This might be the segment from Tales from the Crypt that got turned into a movie.
This movie's French.
Oh. Okay, maybe not. Okay.
It's basically Home Alone, but with the killer Santa instead of burglars.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
He's 9 years old. His name is Thomas. He's a little genius. He believes in Father Christmas. His two favorite pastimes? Computers and superheroes. December 24th, midnight. Hidden under the dining room table, Thomas waits for Father Christmas. But what he does not know is that he is about to experience the most frightening night in his entire life. Finally met his match.
Oh, I've heard of this one before, Deadly Games, and it receives nothing but extremely high praise. What is this? Number 4 on your list. Wow, there's some good Santa movies.
Number 6.
Oh, number 6. I heard about this one, and I heard it's excellent. So it is Home Alone, except for more realistic and more horror. Would you agree with that?
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that this was excellent. And it's a must watch. And I haven't even seen it yet. I know. I've got like only about a million things on my to watch list, so I'll get to it eventually. But yeah, I heard about this one and it's supposed to be really fantastic. And it's not even really just fantastic for horror or Christmas. They say it's fantastic as a movie overall. And that's rare. It's not very often that movies, like reviewers will say, this is just a good movie. Forget about horror. It's just a really good, well-made film with a great story and great acting and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So if you want a high-quality movie, Deadly Games seems... Would you agree?
Yep.
Yeah, is one of them. Okay, next up, number 5.
Saint. A horror film that depicts Saint Nicholas as a murderous bishop who kidnaps and murders children when there is a full moon on December 5th.
Okay. A little anti-Christian there, but let's check out the trailer.
Nou, ik zie jullie morgen, tenminste, als jullie er dan nog zijn. Doei.
Wat bedoelt ze met als jullie er dan nog zijn?
Het is vanavond volle maan.
Het komt maar eens in de 32 jaar voor dat volle maan op 5 december valt.
Nou, volgens de legende komt Sinterklaas je halen als het volle maan is op 5 december.
Hey, pas je wel op voor wie je vanavond de deur open doet? Voor het weten is het een slecht heilig man.
Dood.
Zijn je ouders thuis?
Hoezo?
Nou, kun je me vast een cadeautje geven?
Ja. Ik ben bang. Timmy, Sinterklaas bestaat niet. Dat heb ik je al 100 keer uitgelegd.
Doen als politie. Wij zijn er om de burgers te beschermen.
Verbod op alle Sinterklaasactiviteiten. Iedereen denkt dat hij jarig is, maar hij is gestorven op 5 december. Hij is gruwelijk vermoord en nu komt hij terug om wraak te nemen.
Pakjesavond is leuk, maar je krijgt altijd zoveel rommel die je niet nodig hebt.
We gaan er allemaal aan!
Sinterklaas kapoentje. Gooi wat in de schoentje.
Ik had me toch een hele andere Sinterklaasavond voorgesteld.
Sint.
Yep.
Totally interesting. I mean, the weird thing is, you've got a lot of foreign horror on this list, right?
Yep.
For some reason, and I'm agreeing with all of them, this one looks really good too. So Rare Exports, Deadly Games, and now Saint.
Yep. Three
so far, and I know that two of them are awesome.
And you didn't see this in the trailer, but what, there's one thing in Saint that would absolutely offend the woke. The evil Santa Claus, he doesn't have elves. He has black peats, a bunch of dwarves in blackface.
Oh, I'll say that will piss them off.
Yeah.
Okay. Number, and I tell you, it's America and its orbiting countries that are ultra woke. Most of the world looks at the woke shit, even the communists, especially the communists, and go, that's insane. So it's weird. But anyway, number four, what do you got?
Christmas Cruelty. We follow a serial killer and his victims as they all prepare for Christmas in their own ways. This year, it doesn't matter if you have been naughty or nice. Santa is coming to town no matter what, and he knows where you live.
You're starting to sound like a robot. Have you noticed that?
No, I didn't notice that.
Okay. Let's watch this trailer, and then we'll see what happens when you talk afterwards.
Okay.
Stonewall production.
Klarer ikke slutt å tenke på en stakkars jente og en gutt I rullestol. Jeg kommer til å få en grusom jul. Så jeg må bidra på min måte, så jeg slipper å bekymre seg for nyår I alle fall.
Well, at least we know who's behind the mask.
Ho, ho, ho. Det noen snille barn her?
Ja, jeg snill.
Jaha, skal vi se om vi finner en harpakke da.
Okay. Well, that looks like a Christmas torture movie. Would you say that?
Yep, and the opening kill scene is really good.
Okay.
I'm not roboting anymore, am I?
No, you stopped roboting.
Okay, because I attached my laptop fan. Noticed it wasn't hooked up.
Okay. Oftentimes when laptops start to overheat, that's when... And by the way, you should have your laptop on a stand.
I do.
Okay. So it's getting some good airflow?
Yep.
Around it? Okay. What do you got for number three?
Christmas Bloody Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, and Tori just wants to get drunk and party, but when a robotic Santa Claus at a nearby toy store goes haywire and begins a rampant killing spree through her small town, she's forced into a battle for survival.
I heard about this, and everybody said it was good.
It is. It's basically Christmas Terminator. That's how I describe this.
Yeah, it's just a... it's kind of like a Five Nights at Freddy's. It's an animatronic Santa Claus that goes crazy, right?
Yep, designed by the military, by the way.
And it's ultra, ultra Christmassy. Like, I mean, the scenes and the lights and the streets and the decorations and stuff is off the chart. Anyway, let's check out the trailer.
The U.S. Defense Department has spent over $1 trillion on the most cutting-edge robot technology, introducing RoboSanta Plus for the upcoming holiday season.
What are you going to do this fine Christmas Eve?
I was potentially going to go meet up with a dude.
I've blown him off twice already, so.
Come on, get a drink with your old pal, Robbie.
What's up with you two?
Just grabbing a drink.
I talk her out of some Tinder trash.
You didn't talk me out of anything.
To Christmas!
Bah humbug.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
New animatronic state-of-the-art Santa Claus featured at our own TW Bonkers is now the subject of international recall.
Santa?
Oh! What?
This guy killed the kid next door!
Oh, shit!
You hear that?
Hear what?
You need to give me a gun.
What is that?
It's him.
Oh, Santa Claus?
Yeah, it's fucking
Santa Claus.
Have you heard from the boys down at the scene yet?
They're still down there counting bodies.
Yeah, from what I've heard, I haven't seen this one yet, but it's on my to-watch list. This one is just balls-to-the-wall good fun and extra extreme Christmas theming. Shops are all lit up like incredibly well, and there's just so much Christmas. This is might be the most Christmassy Christmas horror movie ever. Would you agree?
Yep.
Okay. I heard really good things about that one. Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Christmas, Bloody Christmas. And next one is Violent Night.
Yep.
I heard about this one, too. Okay. Go ahead. Take it away.
When a team of mercenaries breaks into a wealthy family compound on Christmas Eve, taking everyone inside hostage, the team isn't prepared for a surprise combatant. Santa Claus is on the grounds, and he's about to show why this Nick is no saint.
Okay, let's check out the trailer. I think I've heard of this one.
You ain't driving, are you?
I steer a little, but the range of most of the work.
This is my fourth year as a Santa. How about you?
I started the whole damn thing.
Ho, ho, ho!
It's Christmas!
We decided that you could have one gift.
Early.
What is it?
That is a direct hotline to Santa Claus himself.
I can talk to Santa.
All right, revelers.
Welcome to your worst Christmas ever.
Let's go!
You have $300 million in your personal vault. That's what I want for Christmas.
I don't want any trouble, okay?
Something's gonna scooch up that chimney.
Who is he?
Because it's not your typical mall Santa.
Santa, are you there? Daddy said you were very busy tonight. My name's Trudy Lightstone.
Are you gonna help us, Santa?
Yeah, Trudy.
Santa?
No, my nice list.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Time for some season's beatings.
Who the hell are you?
he really is the
There's
real...
There's no such thing as Santa.
Yeah! These bad men, they're all on my naughty list. Naughty.
That's naughty!
And what do you do to the naughty ones?
I give them a lump of coal.
Where is it?
I gotta watch.
But I believe in you, Santa.
Come on.
Which one of you did that? Prancer? So unprofessional.
Okay. That was funny. Okay, that's not the movie I had in my head, but it still looks really good.
It is, and like as you can see, it's Santa Claus is the killer Santa in that is good. It's literally home invaders that are the bad guys. And Santa just happens to be there, so he decides to kill them and save the family.
Well, that's cool. He's a busy night, but I guess if you're Santa, you can squeeze in some extra, I don't know, save the day stuff.
Yep.
That's funny. You kind of got to wonder if Santa ever... See, that's kind of a cool idea, concept. When Santa actually has to sort of do something else other than just Santa's, your regular Santa stuff. And here's a good example. Sounds interesting. Okay. And last, but not least.
Santa's sleigh.
Number one.
Santa Claus is actually a demon who lost a bet with an angel, so he became the giver of toys and happiness. But this year the bet is off, and Santa is about to return to his evil ways.
Okay, I wonder if this is the one I'm thinking of. Check out the trailer.
Grandpa, I want the truth about Christmas.
If it's the truth you want, then it's the scary truth you're gonna have.
According to the Book of Claus, Santa, Satan's only son, lost a bet and was forced to spread Christmas cheer. But now, all bets are off.
Santa?
Yes, there is a Santa Claus. Ho, ho, hoes!
Santa Claus is not a myth or a legend. He's real. Only he's not bearing gifts and presents anymore.
Christmas can sure scare the dickens out of people.
He's scary yet educational.
I'm just trying to spread a little Yuletide fear.
Are you saying Santa is offing everyone who's naughty and nice?
Oh my God! Nicholas shot him!
You shot Santa?
Run away! Santa's on the loose!
This holiday season.
Ho, ho, ho!
Lock your doors. Bolt the windows.
Oh, Grandpa got run over by a reindeer.
Everyone stand back. Things are about to get a little messy.
And block the chimney. Cause naughty or nice, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa's sleigh.
Go ahead, kid. Let's see what Santa got you.
I hate children.
That was the one that I was thinking of. And, okay, so Santa's Sleigh from 2005. I watch other people's reviews, and, of course, there's lots of lists. And this is always on their list, this one, Santa's Sleigh.
And it's so, number one on mine because it's so bad it's good. And yet the Santa... That's a professional wrestler, by the way, Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah. And Fran Drescher was in it, the nanny. And there's a bunch of actual stars in that. And that's a great list, as always. I don't know. Like I've told Agent many, many times, your media watching prowess is something to behold. And Agent's tastes might differ from yours, but I would encourage you to go with it, because there's a lot of commonality in here, and there's some other ones that might be just hidden gems that other people have overlooked, but Agent found them, liked them, and that's why they made the list. So these ones that you've never heard of before, give them a try, because every time we go through a list, there's commonalities with other lists and a bunch of new ones I've never heard of. But if, you know, if you agree on some, you might just agree on the others, on others as well. So there's a lot of, a ton of movie watching you got to do to catch up with him. Actually, it's impossible. But you can check out the horrorstreamlive.com has an agent section, a whole section full of dedicated just to him right on the homepage. So you can just check through all of his lists and so on. Anyway, I guess that's it for the Killer Santa movies.
Yep.
So, yeah. So thank you very much for having me again. And Merry Christmas to everyone watching. And we will see you again soon.
Yep. Merry Christmas. This is John D. Hyena, Agent of Social Media Chaos, signing off. Hee ha 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 ha.